Welcome to episode 554 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Kristen, Donna, and Anna. You might have heard that Royal Caribbean has a new ship that joined the fleet recently. You may have also heard that it's the biggest cruise ship on the seven seas. Tonight, we introduce you to the icon of the seas, sailing out of Miami. It is a new class of ships that Royal Caribbean is debuting, and there will be more ships of this size coming in the next few years. Our very own Kristen was invited to the inaugural sailing of the ship, and she is here to share with us the new innovations on this brand new ship. So let's get started. Yay! So this wasn't an inaugural, though. This was a family vacation, right?
Correct. So I did go in the inaugural back when she was first right. Her inauguration back yes. in last January. And the kids were quite jealous because they couldn't come with me on that one. So, we booked one for the whole family to go and actually ended up taking our really good friends with us as well. So that was really cool. Yeah.
Fun. So are your kids the size and age now where you get them their own cabin or did you put all four of you in one cabin?
That is a great question. So normally, yes. However, we decided this time to do a suite. So we upgraded our category of rooms this time to see if we could live the suite life for a little bit. And then it worked out even better because our other friends that went with us had to get two cabins. So we had essentially three suites side by side and we could kind of divide children. So there was one room of just girls, from Kinley's age down to like 6 years old. Like there were three girls in there just sharing the cabin and the boys were fine to hang out in other rooms. So yeah, I mean, it worked out great for sure. Yeah.
That's cool. So what kind of suite did you get?
So we did the Surfside Family Suite. On Icon, it is considered part of that Sky class. However, if you notice, maybe on the upcoming Ship of Star, it is not considered in that Sky class. So just keep that in mind when I'm talking about the Surfside Family Suite. You just want to make sure you're looking at what ship you're actually getting on in that Icon class that has that, because that's part of that new neighborhood suite, new neighborhood area of that Surfside.
Okay. So that's good. That's a good segue into this new neighborhood area.
Yeah.
So this ship is humongous, right?
Gigantic. Exaggerating.
The Oasis class are like 6,000-ish passengers, and this is like 8, right? It's kind of...
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, it is. And you do, if you've been on, because we've been on a few Oasis class ships, and definitely you can tell that it is quite larger.
It's massive. Ships,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. Loved okay. It. So tell us about this new neighborhood suite. What was cool about it?
The Surfside area which is where our room happened to be. That's where you're going to find some of those infinite family suite balconies as well, infinite ones. They're across the hall from those, actually, if you're looking on a deck mat. But all that to say is it's got this amazing splash pad area that's great for families. So we did have a younger child with us this time, so that was great because we got to experience a little bit of, my kids are now teens, so it was nice to bring somebody along that I was like, hey, go play in that splash pad. Let me know how you like it. And she loved it.
Yeah.
She's six.
Yeah, so that really helped to kind of see the perspective of what a six-year-old. And of course, there were some that were younger in that splash pad. But it is a quite large splash pad area. The nice thing about that is that they know that parents, they want to have a good time too, right? So they want to be near a bar and food and things like that. Mm-hmm. There's this great bar that's right there at that area that you can go. Kids can get mocktails. Adults can get real alcoholic beverages, and there's plenty of food also in that area. It's a great place to just kind of park for the day if you want to. There's shaded areas and then there's sunny areas. Super fun. Very nice. They do tons of things there. And if you want to meet Rover, the dog on board, which of course I'm going to recommend, she happens to be down in that area quite a bit. randomly with her trainer. So we saw her a lot because we could look out on our balcony and the kids would see her downstairs and we'd run. Go see her. Get, get your picture. So
where's the location on the ship that this neighborhood is?
So this is in the aft or the back of the ship. So you can kind of see it as you're coming up to the ship. You'll see like a little anchor and things like that in the back. And that's where that splash pad area is. So it's a good location. In my opinion, I like that back of the ship anyway. I like the aft because there's more food back there and pools and things like that. So it's a good location.
And so were you able to easily get from your cabin to the like, pool area?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they have several of those suites kind of in between the particular ones we were in between some of the, you know, maybe that aren't part of the suites. But you can see the style. If you look up from Surfside, you'll see like the specific window because our room was like a split room, if you will, kind of. So there's like a partition area for kids with a bed and a TV and things like that. And you have a balcony on ours, for example, just to talk about our particular room, I guess. But yeah, it was nice. It was super easily accessible to that splash pad area. And down there, you've got a specialty dining restaurant if you wanted to eat at it. You've got a smaller buffet with more kid-friendly items like little chicken nuggets and things like that. They also have an ice cream place down there that is, you know, like the complimentary ice cream. They have churros and what else? All kinds of stuff down there that It's a good location for sure.
Yeah.
It's easily accessible.
Is there like a regular pool there?
There's not a regular pool back there. Yeah, that's a good question. So it is more of a splash pad. So if your kids really want to swim, they're not particularly doing that. They could wade in some water and things like that. But it's got slides and like the dumpy buckets and things like that. So like my 13-year-old, not so much her jam. You know, like that's not –
The water slides and
she was cool with it. Now they have these really cool like juice boxes. Well, I call them juice boxes. They serve the drinks in the bags. And it's like a mocktail for kids and they've got like gummies in it and stuff. My kids love that. So they would just go down and get their juice boxes. I tried it, it was good. Y'all know I did.
So you couldn't see her, but she did her quotations there. Juice boxes.
Not real juice.
They're not real juice.
It's not real juice, y'all. It's some good old sugar.
So are these kid-friendly mocktails and all, are these part of the beverage pack? You can they are extra or you can use them as part of the beverage package?
They are not extra if they – Yeah, if they're not extra at all. So if you have the refresher package for your kids, then they can get that.
As opposed to sodas.
As opposed to sodas, exactly. If you have a soda package, you know you are only getting a soda. But this gives them that option to get those little juicy like mocktails. And a lot of them are very similar to the parents' drinks. So if they're like, oh, Mommy, I wanted to try your blue drink. Okay, well, how about you try this blue drink? Because the same, it's like Mommy's or whatever. So
yeah,
it's a really cool area. It really is. It was pretty busy down there. There's like a magician that comes out and does some really cool things. So they really try and keep it a super family friendly area. And like one of the nights when they did the silent disco that was family oriented, it was a family silent disco. And so they held it in the back in that Surfside area.
Okay.
It's a really cool area for sure.
Yeah. So it's not just for people staying in those suites, so anybody can go back
Correct. There. Correct. Yeah, anybody can go back there and enjoy it. It's just it just happens to be one of their new areas on board this Icon ship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this is making – I know I should have looked at the deck plan for this ship, and I've seen the ship, but it's been a while since I really paid attention. So the Aqua Theater is not on the aft, right?
So, it's going to be near that market area towards the fore of the ship, and it's not outdoors either. So, you know, on all the Oasis-class ships, we're outside. Mm-hmm. Sometimes weather prevents things. Sometimes the seas interrupt the actual shows happening. But these are, it's in the forward part of the ship. It's kind of in that domey area, if you will. And so, basically, they can hold it. They had the show multiple times while we were on board. And it's a great location. And the show is phenomenal. Like, next level, because we've seen them on the Oasis class ships, and so we're like, okay, it's probably, you know, similar, but no, they pulled out some new things and added it to the show to make new features for it, and I thought they did a fantastic job. Now, all that to say, also is because we were in the suite in the Sky class, we had the Coastal Kitchen. So the Coastal Kitchen in this ship is in the forward part of the ship, and they have these windows all across, and it looks right down and you can watch that show as
That's cool.
Our table was like right there. So the kids love that because they could, you know, the attendants there were wonderful. They would let them pull up the chairs and kind of peep out the curtains or whatever. Yeah, it was really nice. So the show was phenomenal, though. That's a good question because it is different. That's just – you kind of have to, like, think a little different. Like, similar to Oasis, but not
– Yeah, you know, there's differences. There's
little things.
Yeah. It's interesting that it's Sky Class on this ship and then it's not going to be going forward. Are they going to keep it Sky Class on the Icon?
I had heard rumors. Well, I had heard rumors because I try to stay up on Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
I love Royal Caribbean. If you can't tell, our family, it's – special place in our heart. We really love them. I love that ship brand. But yeah, I'd heard rumors that it was going to change. And so I wasn't sure if that would be for Icon or if it would be for Star. But in looking for guests when I'm booking them for Star, I definitely noticed it has been bumped down to the C class. So, yeah. So that's why I made sure to make a note of that because I don't want somebody to think.
Yeah, it's like,
business flight. Looking on one, it's the same.
Travel agent will make sure,
Right, and will it change for Icon? I don't know. That would be something, you know, you would just want to, we would just want to keep watching for Royal Caribbean to announce. But,
Worth it. Okay, cool. So can you talk about any other new areas that the ship has that are different?
Well, they have the new, what is it, Hideaway for the adults only.
Okay.
That would be where I would be hanging out.
That's where you, you and every other adult on this 80,000 ship. It was really busy. I'm not going to lie. Now we didn't spend, I mean, we really didn't go there this time as much because we had kids with us and we were just doing family oriented things. But it's great because it's got that the infinity pool that you're overlooking the ship. So it's a really cool, it's kind of a little bit smaller. I don't know if they're going to build it bigger on Star. That'd be great if it's bigger on Star because I feel like it needs a little bit more square footage, but it is, it's beautiful. There's tons of great seats, places to sit. Even if you're not by the pool, you could go upper, like a little deck up above in the same area of that adults only. That was nice. Of course we still have the promenade area. We still have that main area where we enter in, with the new, Pearl, which is amazing. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It just looks really amazing inside. I don't know what else to say. And then we've got Central Park. Central Park is still on the ships. Beautiful, great places, quiet, nice for a nice evening, good meals there, things like that. I'm trying to think. Of course, the food, I guess having that, the Aquadome area, the Aquadome Market, which is the new restaurant that is right outside the Aquadome area. I loved it. Did too. Yes, Anna. They have crepes. Okay, you have me at crepes.
Great options in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great alternative because, as I've said before on the podcast, I'm not a buffet eater and I'm extremely weird, picky eater. But going there, they'll make my crepe for me. And there's a mac and cheese bar. There's like an Asian cuisine. There's a noodle station. So it's kind of gives you another option.
And didn't they have, if I'm remembering correctly, didn't they have like a Mediterranean and.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
They had some really cool options in there.
Yeah, it was, and it's a great area. And then they have that new lookout area. So if you continue forward past that Aqua Theater area, you'll see this lookout area. There's a bar there. There's a little coffee shop up top, and then there's a bar there. And it's a great place to watch sunrise, sunset.
That was a beautiful area.
It is gorgeous. Like, I happen to have some clients, this is ironic, on board with me. And that I had to tell them, hey, I'm going to be there too. I get to meet you in person. But we met at the bar there one night. I mean, it's just a really pretty area for sure to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think that's a great area to kind of hang out, maybe like pre-dinner drinks, kind of hang out. Like you said, beautiful sunset.
As long as that show is not going. Now, we did make the mistake. The show was going during it when I met them at that bar. And I was like, it's dark. Like, it gets really, really dark.
I can't hear you or see you.
Yeah, Sandy. So it was like, okay, next time let's go in daylight. And then we did. Yeah. Like, when we went back in daylight, it's just really pretty.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So it's like multi-purpose area.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, you could, like, if you had to work on board. Sorry if you do, but some of us do. It's a great place to take your computer and be chill, for sure. And before I forget, honestly, this ship is so huge. My recommendation for my guests is take a day and don't get off the ship. Stay on board. There's a whole water park on board the ship. Like, throwing that out there for you. I mean, it's awesome. And we did that several times because we had been to all the itineraries. So we just were like there for the ship. And there was nobody in line. Like, they're all at port.
That's the truth. That's the truth. When you have port days, that's the day to go to the spa because there's usually a discount.
Yep.
Yes.
Go to the pools because you don't have to fight for a chair.
There's nobody there.
Exactly.
Nobody. There's nobody on board.
And you occasionally get to see the fire drills.
Yes, you get to hear a lot of stuff like, this is not really for you. Our staff is training. And I'm like, yay, they do train. Like, they are doing the protocol.
Makes you feel safer, right?
It makes you feel definitely safer. Yeah, for sure.
So what did y'all do in the evenings? Did you see any other than the, like, aqua show or whatever? Did you do any of the other entertainment in the evening?
We did. So we saw, what is it? Elemental, I believe, is the name of the ice skating show. Mm-hmm. That was really good. It was, you know, sometimes you can't, maybe it's just me, I can't understand them. Sorry.
No, they started having to narrate some of them because it was really abstract. Like, no, we joke about their entertainment.
But
it was really
good. The Broadway
good.
Show is Wizard of Oz, right?
Yes. Wizard of Oz. True confession. You know, I'm not a big Wizard of Oz fan.
I know you're not.
But I love this show. It is so,
it was
Broadway
beautifully
style.
Done. Beautifully
absolutely
done.
Gorgeous. Yeah. And they offer it different times. So if you're worried about dining time, they try to offer like an early one and then a later in the evening one. They also offered a couple of matinees and things like that. Mm-hmm. So the show, definitely go catch it at least once because it's top notch. It's definitely Broadway.
Okay, quality. So I'm a sucker for a silent disco. Did they do some silent disco?
You know, that's like my favorite thing. Like, I'm thinking like, out before
that
I
is like my that is fart, like my fart. Absolute, like, it's on my list, like the very tip top of my list. I have to do a silent disco.
Goodness. Yes, and I did.
Did you dance? Dance the night away at the silent disco?
I danced the night away. And that's like one of my favorite things because all of a sudden everybody's on the same song, right? And they're all dancing the same thing. And then somebody switches and you're like, are they dancing? Why are they doing the Macarena? And I'm doing like the electric slide.
Well, because you can see the lights on the headphones are different. They're either blue or green or and you're like, wait.
Yes.
You're listening to a different song. What are you listening to?
Is this my jam? No, it's so fun. And what I love is it's like not just age restricted, right? So like we were able to go with our younger crowd that was with us and our older crowd. I mean, it's just, it worked. And it's just
great.
Meet in the middle. So much fun. Yeah. They did do this, like, you know how they do like a lot of, on the promenade, kind of one of those flash parties, flash tickets, you know, kind of like pop up scene thing. They did like one hit wonders one night. And that was cool. Cause it was just, you know, of course I was like, yeah, let's dance. And they have the cast members, they're not called cast members, but they have the dancers come out and dance and do the production and to the one hit one. That was really fun. I enjoyed that a lot for sure.
And then they have a couple of really cool spots. The dueling piano bar.
Yes. We did that a couple of times.
And then, did you guys go to I know they do have a jazz bar on board.
We did not go to the jazz bar.
No, okay.
We did not. Okay. I'm not a huge jazz person. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm a discoer. I got a dancer. I don't know.
We'll let it slide.
Let it slide. But I'm sure it was lovely. We did hear some lovely piano music out of some of the other bars. But I think that's the nice thing is like it's
there's something for everybody.
If you get bored, right? If you get bored on here, I cannot help you. Like I don't know. There is so much to do and see and to enjoy.
Yeah.
Just embrace it and you know, do as much as you can because it's still I was like, man, did I get to do everything? Did I miss anything?
you missed the jazz bar.
You missed jazz the jazz bar.
Well, I got to go back. That's it. I'm going back on board.
Got to go back.
Did they have like a tiki bar on this one?
Tiki bar. They have lime and coconut.
Okay.
If you don't know about that, they have the special lime and coconut drink.
I didn't remember like a tiki bar.
No,
I know
they have
the lime and coconut.
Yeah, lime and coconut. They have a swim and tonic, which is a swim up, one of the first swim up bars on a ship. Now, here's the deal. As of now.
Yeah, I didn't remember like a tiki bar, but.
Yeah, I don't remember anything like that. I mean, swim and tonic,
fine. Yeah.
They may end up making adults only at some point, if not on Icon, then on Star, is what I've rumored to hear. Okay. Because I will be honest, when we did take our little one in there, it was like, don't splash. There was nobody in the pool. It was like first day. They're not splashing anybody but me, maybe. And they weren't even splashing. So it's kind of like, just use your parental discretion on that one. But it was great because they have like these little seats you can sit on, and it's kind of facing the interior of the ship. Half of it is. And then the other half is like, has the swim up bar area. So that was really cool. Lime and coconut's just cool because they have that special drink. It's a special. You can get an alcoholic, and they actually have a non-alcoholic version of it as well. It comes in these really cool, like, it looks like a little tiny sand bucket. It's cute.
And you can drink it. That's cute.
It's a souvenir. Nice. And it comes with a drink package.
Even better.
That's a plus. Yeah.
You're welcome.
So what what's different with the dining? Did you guys do specialty dining besides the?
I mentioned the sweet one. Yeah, we had Coastal Kitchen, which I might circle back to later. But we did do a 3-night dining package on this particular selling because we wanted to try some new things. Of course, we did a Zumi. Oh my word! I love a Zumi. I'm sorry. The Hibachi Grill is like one of the best things ever. I just love it. It's so, so good. Fun for the whole family. And then we did Chops, and that was good. Of course, Chops is great. It's a great steakhouse. It's pretty iconic for most of the Oasis class ships too, and other ships on Royal Caribbean. So that was great. And then we did Giovanni's. Okay. That's the Italian restaurant that they have on board. They also have Hooked. We did not do Hooked. We're not huge seafood people, so we didn't. I've had guests who Hooked on other ships, and I think it was pretty similar, menu as far as that. It's located in that Aquadome area as well.
Okay.
But like Chops is, of course, in Central Park, and so is Azumi. Giovanni's is kind of on one of the upper decks, kind of out in the middle near the promenade area. So,
what's the Empire Supper Club?
Oh, well, that's a special club.
That is very special.
You pay extra for even if you have the specialty dining, you're still paying a couple hundred bucks a person. It's a very high end dining.
Fancy, okay.
Yeah, experience. That's a very special.
Okay. Yeah. So special occasion, probably not bring your kids.
No, they don't allow children. Oh, it's the high end one, right? The one that you're talking about is like based on the 1920s supper club.
It's no children.
Yeah. No children. It's a very long dining experience.
Okay.
If it's the one that I'm pretty sure that's the one you're talking about, the one that's like the 1920s Empire Supper Club near the Florida ship, right near Coastal Kitchen. It's very pricey, to be honest.
Okay.
And it would be one of those experiences you would want to do if you kind of want a higher end meal that you can relax in. There's live music singing. We actually met the lady that was singing in there. She looked gorgeous. We complimented her outfit, and she said that's where she had been singing in. And we were like, wow, you fit the part. I mean, it was so regal. The inside of it is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it very much takes you back in time to a different time period. So I would suggest it if you were wanting to do something different. For sure.
And sounds like they have a dress code.
They do. Yeah. And it's a long course meal. It's like a 6 or 8. I mean, it's a long, like very take your time. Try this. And
so yeah. Buckle high up because you're there for the evening.
Buckle up. You're there for a while. And it's a very high end experience. So you want to go.
But if you're there with friends and you want to just
absolutely
like just relax and spend the evening just dining.
It's a great day.
I'm thinking like anniversary, special occasion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And again, if you have the dining, if you have the unlimited dining or specialty dining or near that top tier suite, there is like a surcharge. Mm-hmm. But you would know that going into it in advance. Mm-hmm. So
nice.
Yeah. Amazing.
So what about kids clubs? Do your kids do the kids clubs?
We are kind of at that point where we like to just do our own thing. So they did we did not visit the teen clubs on board at all. We did send our 6-year-old to the, she only went once, my friend's little one. And she liked it. She was good with it. But there's just so much to do on the ship that unless you're like I definitely would use it if you have somebody that wants kind of to get involved and meet some friends and do stuff like that. Like my clients that were on there, they used it because in the evening the kids like to go play a Gaga ball. And so there was a big Gaga ball thing. And so they said they really enjoyed going after dinner and playing and things like that. But otherwise, if, you know, you truly, there's stuff for them to do on board. But the Kids Club, I have toured it. I did tour it when we did the inaugural. And it is, it's very nice. And, of course, they have those counselors. They've been trained and certified. And they know how to take care of your little ones. So,
Yeah. Awesome. And I know you said you didn't really go for the itinerary, but what was the itinerary for your cruise?
That's a good question.
Did you get off at all? You didn't get off the ship at all?
No, we got off at Coco Cay. And that was essentially.
And that's it? Okay.
Yeah. We just were like Cozumel. We've been there.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Yeah. Roatan. And then Cozumel, Roatan. Where was the other one?
Maybe Costa Maya or
Chico. Costa Maya, yes. Okay. And like, yeah, good job, Sandy. Yes. we truly, when we booked it, we were kind of like, and we had looked at the excursions and just, I was like, yeah, we could do this rafting thing at one of the ports. That sounded cool. There were a few that sounded interesting. And some of those you could just get off and walk on, you know, kind of walk out.
It sounds like you guys were just more like for the ship, not necessarily the itinerary.
Exactly. We were just.
I do get people that are like, I don't really care about the itinerary. I just want to like the ship is what
we
I want.
We wanted to zero in on. Yeah. Because, I mean, again, there's so much to do.
We were there for three nights and like I didn't even see. Again, didn't go to the jazz club. That was like the one thing I wanted to do. I didn't get to the jazz club. So yeah, there's a ton to do on that ship.
Nice.
I mean, it's massive.
For sure.
So when you were at Coco Cay, were there any other ships in port?
No. It was a miracle. I'm not kidding. They said that does not really happen. It was amazing. We were the only ship there. So it made it perfect because, you know, we did the water park.
It made it perfect. At Perfect Day?
It was a perfect day.
I could sing the song if you want. Sorry, I had to.
And our perfect day at Coco Cay. Yeah. We didn't have anybody else there. So it was great. So like the water park, the lines were not as bad, right? Like we didn't have as many people to wait for in lines. And just typically speaking, even though you're on a ship that massive size, you have a couple thousand that don't even get off at Coco Cay. Like they never really leave.
Wow.
And so you're going to have to not worry. You know, it just makes it a little bit easier. But typically there are two ships in port at Coco Cay. So we were very fortunate. We did go to the chill side for a little bit too. So we could see both.
I like the South Beach area of Coco Cay. That's like my favorite.
Me too. Yeah.
That's a nice area.
It's really pretty there. Yeah. We just stopped at the chill side this time because it was closer by and we knew we didn't have but a couple of hours and we didn't want to be those pier runners, you know what I mean?
Don't be them.
We were like, let's just stay here for 2 hours. Yes. No, thank you. but it is great. And I think that's the great thing about their private islands is you can pay for something or you cannot. At least at these particular the islands currently.
We should shout out too that they're doing something in Cozumel that's going to be.
I am so beyond excited. No,
I cannot wait.
The one Royal Beach Club. There's one in the Bahamas coming. There's one in Cozumel coming.
Kristen's giving away all the secrets.
Girl, I'm telling y'all, I love
it. It's going to be good. Yeah, it's cool.
So I stay as close as I can and, I've got some other loyal people.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so great.
Nice. I can't wait. I'm happy to go. If y'all want me to go,
We're going to need someone to go and check it out and then come tell us about it. So
the one in Mexico, oh my goodness, y'all. That slide is going to be the biggest slide in South America? I don't even know. I'm just telling y'all.
The Americas, I think is what, yeah.
The Americas. Yeah, it's something new because this is North America is the tallest.
We're going to all go and we're going to experience so we can tell you all about it.
Yes, I think we should.
I'm in.
That'll be in the next Outlander group cruise.
So stay tuned. Outlander's going.
I'm in.
Is there anything that we have not asked you about that you want to make sure you mention?
Oh man, we talked about the water park being on board. It's usually one of those like, why would I sell Icon, right? Because the pricing is different than Oasis, and of course in any of the other ships that are, you know, different classes. I just think the value, once you get on it, you kind of see that's why it's priced like that. It's priced at a higher price point because it offers so much more to do on board. So that, I mean,
And
definitely having those extra things.
there's a dog on board, so you know.
I'm just That's
saying,
true.
If you don't follow Sailor with Michael Bailey,
Oh my gosh.
and you need some happiness in your life, let me just say my new puppy got the pajamas to match Rover and Sailor, and she wears them every night. You're welcome, Royal Caribbean, and I will buy more if you need, if you put more in that store. That's
I love
true.
it.
But
That's
no, I
awesome.
just think I definitely we because I mean I know the suite class is not always in everybody's price bucket, but if you're looking for a little bit upgrade, I would say on an Icon class ship, if you can swing it, it was definitely worth it for us because on the Icon ship, they do have their own suite pool area. And that
Whoa,
was a
nice.
saving grace for us. We spent more time at that suite pool probably than a lot of the other pools because it was not busy, easily accessible. We could come and go if we pleased, and it was nice. So again, it's just kind of seeing if that fits in your budget. If not, that's okay. There's like a ton of other pools on board. No biggie.
Nice to splurge them.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thank you, Kristen, for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
On behalf of Donna, Anna, and myself, Sandy, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.